hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming to you here on November the 10th. We are now a couple days post-election, and exactly as expected, as I had predicted, as early as even last Saturday, here's what's going to happen. They're going to steal the election because they have to, because they got to survive. What does that mean? That means that all those people told us the elections weren't going to happen. It'd be shut down, false flags. You got to start questioning everything, question everything. Why people are saying things that seem to never come true. What I can tell you is the elections happened. The elections were stolen. I said they would happen, said they would be stolen. You have to start questioning everything. You start questioning the bankers that are telling you everything's good. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Time to question everything. So we've been questioning the predictions, the forecasts, the stability rhetoric that comes out of the banking systems. They got to say what they got to say to survive. Dr. Kirk Elliott and I, myself, know differently. We've seen differently. He's seen it in the investment world for decades. I've seen it in the political world for decades. You got to be ready to call bullshit. And when you do call bullshit, you got to be able to respond in a way it's going to protect you. So that's what we're going to talk about today here with Dr. Kirk, multiple PhDs, economist, and my go-to for what's really going to happen here, given all the indicators we are seeing worldwide, banking systems, the economy, interest rates, actions taken by, as he says, calls them the Brandon regime. I call them the clone outfit in DC. So, and their counterpart criminal Republicans who are in on the play to help take over the country, the economy, humanity, etc., completely. So, Dr. Kirk Elliott, welcome again to our world famous economic update. How are you, brother?
I'm doing awesome. And how about you, Scott?
I'm doing fantastic, as always. For me, I always say any day above ground is a great day for me. My eyes open, boom, here we go again.
Here we go. Well, you know, like you, we knew that this was going to be a little bit of a squirrely election, right? It's because here's the reality. So Bill Clinton said it pretty stinking good. He said, it's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets, right? So the economy, worst that we've seen in like 40 years, right? So inflation numbers, haven't seen them this bad in 40 years. Interest rates, haven't seen them this bad in 20 years. You've got people not working. The wage to inflation discrepancy is just out of this world. People's wages are coming down while prices are going up. Mm-hmm. Jerome Powell raised rates again last week, another 0.75 point, which I'm going to actually go into detail a little bit on his comments, which should sort of strike fear into every investor on the planet, right? But what he said. But here's the reality. All of that I just said, the economy stinks. Politicians, in midterm elections, historically, when the economy stinks, they get booted out, right? So everyone was expecting a big red wave. Well, not everybody. I wasn't really expecting one because you've got two potential issues here. A, election fraud. They're going to try to steal again. Or B, America's asleep at the wheel. And maybe it's a combination of both, right? But when you see Fetterman get elected in Pennsylvania, it's like, what? Possibly the most incompetent politician to ever. I watched his little speech after he accepted. It's like, I mean, I hate to say this about anybody, but he looked like he just woke up next to a dumpster. He was wearing like this a hoodie and the ratty old jeans. And it's like, dude, you're a senator or whatever. It's like, stop. What? At least respect the position, right? But so all this stuff is just happening. So why then are the markets reacting to all this the way that they are, right? Because everyone is expecting a red wave, didn't get one. Things are basically the same when you look at it.
I will say this. We had a massive red wave. We did. Red wave happened. But I do know that the Alliance and U.S. Navy are counting the votes as we speak, their votes as they truly are. And of course, we know it was massively stolen. Red wave did happen. But as I said, they stole the election again, right? Anyways, just want to pop that in there, Dr. Kirk, because what did you see the very next day? After this, we woke up the next day and wasn't what everybody expected it to be, except me. I didn't see anything. What happened to the markets? Because I missed it.
Well, so here's the thing. The markets stunk before the election,
right?
And nothing changed. As you look today, the Senate race is like tied, you know, the House, you know, the GOP, they're like at 208 to 180 something Democrats. So, but there's really not an awful lot of changes here that happened. So if the economy stunk before the election, nothing really changed. The economy is going to stink after the election, right? You needed change to actually promote economic change. This tells me that not much is going to change. So it's not that that's telling me, the markets are kind of telling me. So here's what happened in the stock market. Like, okay, the day after the election, boom, just crushed. The stock market was down like 600 and something points. Now today there's a rebound and it's up like 800, right? But the immediate knee-jerk reaction is, uh-oh, nothing's changing. And so therefore you're going to see this kind of domino effect moving forward. It's just the reality. Nothing changed. Stock market was down 29% year to date. It's going to continue to go down, right? Also, you add to that the normal fundamentals of rate increases, which Jerome Powell, I'm going to take a little rabbit trail here to before I finish the election comment, because it all interplays. So Jerome Powell last week raised rates 0.75 point. So we all expected that. You and I have been talking about that, and they're not going to really not. They told us the end of last year they're going to have 8 to 10 rate increases in a row. What we didn't expect is 3/4, 3/4, 3/4, 3/4. Right? I mean, they're just exploding the rates. So we knew that this was going to happen. The second comment that Jerome Powell, chairman of the Fed, made in his speech when they raised rates 0.75 point. Was half and half. Some people thought this was going to happen. Some people didn't. And that was, they were going to have to start slowing down the rate of growth of the rates. They were going to continue to raise them, but maybe next time it's going to be half or a quarter, because inflation is still persisting. When you look at the inflation numbers, they're not good. I mean, they're awful. They're just exploding. But we've had six months of rate increases in a row. That should have slowed down inflation. What's it done? Zip, nothing. It hasn't done jack, right? So therefore they're thinking, oh man, we're raising rates. It hasn't done anything to inflation yet, but it's killing the economy, right? It's killing the bond market. It's killing the people's ability to finance anything and to grow the economy. So we're gonna have to slow down. Maybe next time it'll go up a half or maybe a quarter. But the third thing that he said, nobody was expecting. And that was, you know, because they had stated the end of last year, we're going to have 8 to 10 rate increases. He said, but inflation is the number one issue facing America. we are going to continue to raise rates until inflation is beat, right? Okay. So that they, what he just said was they're going to continue to raise rates indefinitely until inflation goes away. Play this backwards in time. 1983, after the Carter years, they stunk. It's same exact scenario. Inflation was persisting. It got up to 14.3%. They had to raise rates to over 18% to slow it down. So what Powell just signaled was we could have early 80s, late 70s all over again, stagflation environment. We're going to keep raising rates until we beat inflation. But here's the serious problem with that statement, Scott. They're raising rates to slow down inflation that they're creating by printing money out of thin air. So what does that mean about their ability to fight inflation? They're not addressing the other side of the balance sheet, so to speak, right? They're trying to raise rates to pretend that they're going to slow down inflation, but they keep printing money, which is the root cause of inflation, to fund every entitlement, every stimulus, everything under the sun. So they're creating the monster that they can't actually kill. So this is why he actually doesn't want to lose credibility. He's just saying, we're going to keep raising rates until inflation goes away. But what if it doesn't go away for a long, long time? That means they're going to keep raising rates. So that happened last week. So the economy stinks. And then we didn't get the red wave. And then so here's where the markets are actually telling us what they think about the election. When the stock market came down, it came up a little bit today. But right, the knee-jerk reaction is down. What did gold and silver do? They've been, I mean, yesterday was a down day, but it was the day before, the day of the election, the day after. Now today, booming again, right? So silver's up like 50 cents today. They see the problems that we are seeing in the economy are not going to be fixed politically because we didn't make a change. So when you just go back since last Friday, not even a week ago, silver was up 5.3% last Friday. It was up a couple percent on Monday. Today it's up another, 50 cents. It's up like another. We're up over 7% in a week. When you look back 6 weeks ago, and this is what's really amazing about what you and I do on this show. When silver was kind of in a little correction phase and it hit that $18 threshold, and what did we say? It was going to hit that and it was going to bounce up like a trampoline because it, from a technical level, this is what it does. So it came down to 1760 and we said it was going to bounce up like a trampoline. So here's the reality. 1760 to today, it's 2180 or something like that. So it's up in 6 weeks. Silver's up 22.6% in 6 weeks. So everything that we've been talking about is actually manifesting itself in reality. But there's a reason why everything happens, right? There's a cause and effect. There's consequences to every choice that we make. The political choice that we just made in this election, whether we made it or not, the reality is these are the people that are now in office, however it happened, right? There's going to be consequences to that. And that is same old economic garbage that we've been dealing with for the last couple of years is going to continue on. So we need to act accordingly because the inflationary pressures that they are causing by printing so much money and causing the Fed to need to raise rates to slow it down, what has that done to real estate? So I was looking at a report yesterday, and since May, Americans have lost $1.5 trillion in equity in their real estate, in their homes. $1.5 trillion just since May, right? But why? It's well, because back in January, the federal funds rate, which is what banks lend money back and forth to each other for, was 0 to 0.25%. Today, it's 3.75 to 4. Now they just raised rates again. Here's where Bridgewater's Ray Dalio, billionaire hedge fund manager, brilliant guy. I don't necessarily like the politics, but he's brilliant wealth manager, right? So he said, when rates get to 4.75, and the IMF, that the president of the International Monetary Fund actually said the same thing here, when they get to 4.75, which we will probably get on the next rate increase, that will basically manifest itself in another 20% market correction in stocks. So their policies have already caused the stock market to come down 29% year to date, add another 20%. That's a 49% correction in stocks because of their policies, right? So this is what we are faced with moving forward. So when you have all of this decline, Scott, there's some dominoes and dots that are falling and dots that need to be connected. So when people don't have money because wages are coming down, they're not spending because prices are going up, they're not borrowing because interest rates are going up, stocks are going to come down. But when you have all of that, what is the reality of that to government? They're not going to get tax revenues. When people don't spend, there's no sales tax revenues. When property values come down, property tax revenues come down. When people aren't working, income tax revenues come down, right? So governments are now forced with, I don't know how to get through this kind of a scenario, right? So they print their way out of it. So what's happening in the United Kingdom right now is basically criminal. So they're going into austerity measures like Greece style austerity. When Greece and Cyprus were going through their thing years ago, austerity measures on UK, on British pension plans, right? So it's like, we've run out of money. So we're going to put austerity measures on, meaning you were getting $1,500. I'm just making up an example here. $1,500 a month in pension payments. We're freezing that. You're not going to get it, right? And they're doing stealth taxes on people's pension plans in the United Kingdom. So here's the thing. If you're in the United Kingdom and you're faced with the reality of the global economy, it's like, nuts, interest rates are going up. I can't afford to live. I can't afford to make my payments. Energy crisis in England, we can't even heat our house anymore. We can't afford gas. We can't afford food. Our retirements are coming down because the stock market's collapsing. Now we have to worry about the stinking government doing stealth taxes on our pension and freezing our payments. Okay, that's a lot of stress, right? But don't think that that's just a United Kingdom thing. What can happen there can happen here, because it's like government's gone wild. When they run out of money, they start to do crazy things. We're running out of money, because what also happened last week was China and Saudi Arabia decided to take their relationship one step further, right? So basically Saudi told China, it's like, you're actually our best trading partner. You buy more oil than anybody. You don't have to pay for it in petrodollars anymore, right? So huge, massive nail in the dollar coffin, right? Because it's not like Saudi Arabia is a small oil producer. It's like the largest in the world. And they're telling the largest country in the world that they don't have to use US dollars to pay for oil anymore. Demand for the US dollar just went out the window. So what's happening here, Scott, with the BRICS nations, now that they're adding Saudi Arabia to the mix, you have to add another S, but here's where this coalition is backing their currency with gold. China's the largest manufacturer in the world. They have a huge military that has nuclear capability. And now with the BRICS consortium of nations, they're vying to be the world's economic superpower as well. That's a strong block that we are now competing with. And I hate to say it, but they're winning. They're winning on the economic front and taking demand away from the Western financial system's currencies, like the euro, the British pound, the US dollar, and it's all moving to that Eastern Bloc financial power. The days of the US dollar in its sunshine mode are done, right? We're in our twilight. We're diminishing rapidly. And this is where nations start to go crazy with austerity measures, just like they are in the United Kingdom. So that's why I brought up that story, because I think what's happening there could easily happen here, because the US dollar is losing demand globally. We're going to have to force our way into printing money like there's no tomorrow. The reason that they'll do that is because politicians didn't change 2 days ago on the election. So there's no reason to think that the policies would change, right? So this is the world we're living in. Gold and silver are absolutely soaring. 22.6%, Scott, in the last 6 weeks is what silver has done. I'm thankful that so many people in Patriots, in Street Fighter Nation are listening and are calling, and we're busier than we've ever been because we're getting out of the path of that hurricane, brother.
Yeah, and you know what? I've watched this manipulation of the silver prices, moves that are made, brought it down to make sure that the banks remain liquid. They're buying tons of it. They're buying tons of gold too. What's that tell you? But look, I tell people, if you're thinking, well, hey, I just missed it because it was 17, now it's 21. Look, I bought a big chunk of silver at $23, right? Last year, it went down 21. I bought it again, right? Dropped it into 19s. I bought more. And I'm not even studying it. I don't have any astute kind of processing going inside my head. All I know is when they take the lid off of it, it's going to go up times 4 to 5. The experts that I've listened to, including you over the last year, it's instantly going to jump up 4 or 5 times. That's why I purchased my silver for now. I mean, you know, when people bought it at a low price and it went up 22%, great. They just increased it. You had 100,000 worth. They just made 22,000 bucks literally in 6 weeks, which is phenomenal. That's all great too. But from the wealth preservation side or asset preservation side, I buy it just to make sure that I don't lose any of my stuff. When this thing comes down, and it's coming down, they've been moving toward this in the world with the BRICS nations. They started doing this at least a decade ago, preparing to basically strip the Rothschilds and the Khazarian mobsters of this financial power that allows enslavement on the planet. I first thought BRICS, hey, this is not a good thing. These guys are trying to attack us. No, they're not attacking us with it. They're helping free we the people of this country and also the planet when they bring this Rothschild Babylonian money magic slave system rape machine banking empire down, trying to bring it down so it frees all of humanity. So for me, it's just whatever it is, I'm going to keep grabbing silver because at the end of the day, I still have what it had when that dollar comes down. That's what it is. The basics for me is that. Do I know it's going to increase wealth? Absolutely. When I told people that you don't even know, hey, this is what I've done with any money I've had for silver. They're like, holy cow, that's awesome. You're going to be set for good when this thing goes up. And I can't remember who Jim Willey's advisor is. He's been in the precious metals space for decades. He said, when it all comes down, he said, you're going to see silver go to $525 an ounce. Think about it now. If you bought it for $21 an ounce and that thing goes crazy, you're talking, I don't know, what is that, a 5, 10, 15, 20, like a 25 times, it goes up 25 times. You have, you know, 50,000, it just went up 25 times. That's real wealth accumulation. Now, if it doesn't do that, care less. I know it's going up, you know, significantly. It's still going to be the same thing. I've told a lot of people, look, I had some people, I just connected with you recently when I was at Lexington. One lady said, hey, I got 750,000 in the stock market. What do you think I should do? I'm thinking, well, first of all, you obviously don't listen to much of my stuff because you would hear on the Econ Update. I'm like, busted. You don't listen to me. I'm your biggest fan. Anyway, she's a sweet lady. But I said, look, get out now. Get out now. That's what I would do. Get out now. Here's Kirk Elliott's number. And you keep it in there. They're going to take all of it. So I think she reached out to you. And my message is going to stay the same. Economics are very basic. They make it seem complex, but it's very basic. And on top of that, the politicians in DC, the committee chairman, the banking house chairman, the Federal Reserve, you know, the Rothschilds, the entire machine is a manipulation machine to keep us buried. And it's got to come down. There's only one way to free humanity. Got to come down, and it's going to come down. We didn't get to this point now where it's so absurd what we see going on in DC, because like I said, case in point, look at Fetterman winning this race in PA. There's never been, look, I've said this before, you've got to be very, very skilled to be as dumb as Barbara Boxer was in the U.S. Senate and some of these people. This is not even explainable. Fetterman is basically dead from the eyes back. And they say, you know, he had a stroke and all these things. I don't care what they say. There's no way in hell, in a state that I grew up in, that elected someone like Fetterman, all right, to anything, even dog catcher, completely incapable. He's a moron, all right? I don't care how he got there, but he's a moron. And they elect him to the U.S. Senate. That's why I believe this is an engineered takedown to a degree to finally get humanity to say, I've had enough. I've had enough. So that when we all get to this place, we all say, I've had enough. This bullshit, I'm done. And then we just push back by the millions. We're done with this bullshit. Their brains are going to be tuned into the frequency of acceptance. And at that point in time, in my belief, the alliance powers are going to show now they're ready. They're ready. Let's show them. Sometimes you can't tell people the truth. You must show them. We have to get to a certain point in our lives and our world where we have that energy frequency of what in the hell's going on? What happened to this country? Who did this to us? We're completely wiped out financially and other ways, barely surviving. Who the hell did this? Now that they have our attention, that's when I believe they're going to roll the systems. Here it is, folks. Here's what happened. Here's who it is. Here's what they did to you. They planned this a long time. This is who did it. What are you going to do about it? And then we explode. What does that mean? Millions of people in the city streets of this country. I have people on Telegram saying, I said this last night, day before that. I'm getting hammered. You know, you told us to do nothing, to stay home, blah, blah. I'm like, cut the bullshit. Have your facts before you come to me. I said January 6th, I couldn't go because my leg had an infection, you know, on the metal, and I could possibly in that space and time lose my leg. So I'm not going to be able to go to January 6th. But I said on the tipping point, I said, don't go. It's a kill box. Washington, D.C. is a foreign. It's a kill box. Once you get in there, you're in trouble. What happened? Exactly that. I never said stay home. Never said that. We need, like Europe has done remarkably. They're my heroes. Brazilians, my heroes. Why? Bolsonaro's election was stolen. Stolen. What are the people doing? Millions of them in front of the defense ministry or whatever it is. You guys need to do something now because we're here to tell you, activate. Take down this president, his stolen election. Give us Bolsonaro. And the military is going to do it eventually because they're going to be like, or else, watch this. The people will explode, tear the country to pieces. And that's always what happens. It always happens. It's going to happen here again. Because Reagan said it best, when people are given the freedom to choose, they always choose freedom. And that's inevitably where we're going here. So people can sit back and wait to take an ass beating like they've never imagined before everybody explodes. Or you can do something now. I've been trying to get people to do something now for 2.5 years now, right? A lot of people are. A lot of heroic people out there doing all kinds of things, fighting back. But it's going to take a lot more. And those who've been fighting now for a long time like us, we're going to take a beating too. We don't deserve it, but at least we're prepared. How do you prepare? Stop counting on our system. Probably next week, we're going to talk about the whole program, Get Out of the System, Goots. We've been working on this for a little while. And you guys have put the architecture in where people are now going to be able to take their, what they have sitting. Some people say, hey, I can't take my whole retirement and put it in silver because I need my monthly income. Guess what? The new program is ready to go. You don't have to put it all into silver and let it set and wait. You need revenue now. Boom. Guess what? That's going to be what we'll talk about in the coming weeks. But you've got to take action. Like you said, Kirk, and it's stuck in my head. It's better to be early, 3 months early than 1 day late. It's better to be 3 years early than 1 day late. Because when it hits, there's always a decline. There's a decline. And here's when it hits. Boom. Not in a week. Not in 3 days. I've watched this politically for a long, long time in these countries. It just does this. Boom. That one day. When one big thing collapses, everything collapses. That's why AIG, an insurance company, if AIG failed, the whole world economy cratered and it would be massive chaos. So what did they do? Printed $7 trillion, sent it all the central banks around Europe to prop things up. That's what those bastards do. That's what they do. Question is, what are we going to do? Safest thing for all of us, get out of their system, right? That's Operation Tomahawk. What is that? defunding the corporate criminal cabal powers that are poisoning us. Defund them so they collapse. That's what we're doing there. Same here. Defund their banks. Pull your money out. Defund the stock market. Pull your money out. Go to silver. It's the best play now. Pull your money out of everything in that system and get prepared. And you got to be prepared, folks. It's coming. I'm taking all kinds of active measures because it's coming. It can't go anywhere else with these policies but down. And when it craters, it's going to be boom, straight. That's what I'm prepared for. I keep preparing little by little, be buying more silver, you know, buying other things that are building the wall around me to weather this until it comes apart. Because that when it does come apart, I tell people, when you're afraid, when you see this thing just coming down, be happy, be excited, because that is the front and center evidence that the new transition's coming. The new world that we're going to build is coming, because the collapse of their system is being directed and forced upon them by the alliance powers, quite honestly, on this planet in 22 countries and some off planet stuff going on. It's underway now. They're going to bring this Babylonian money magic slave system down, period. It's coming down. Best way to ride it out, get out of their system, prepare in the right way. Anyways, that's my battle cry today. So, comments on that? And I think you got to be out of here in a couple minutes, so I'll let you close.
I do have to be out in a couple minutes, but great comments. It's like you had mentioned Jim Willie and his advisor, right, calling for $525 silver. Let's just say he's the dumbest guy on the planet. He's 90% wrong. Still puts silver at $52.
Yeah.
Doubling from where we are. What about Bo Polnick calling for over $600 to $1,000 silver, even more? What if he's 90% wrong? Still puts it at $60 an ounce. Vic's weird, talking about the same thing. Thousands of dollars in silver. Okay. Here's the thing. Even if they're 90% wrong, only 10% right, it's still more than doubling from where we are. And we're not talking decades down the road. This is all probably going to happen within the next 12 months, right? So I would just urge everybody to listen to Scott's rallying cry, right? It's like, the one thing that we can do when everything else, all of our political freedoms, everything that we're losing is a collective voice. Your financial freedom is a singular voice. It's yours. You just have to act. You have to do something. It doesn't nobody else gets a say in what you do with your finances other than you. So I encourage you to just give us a call and we'll map out a strategy for success. It's a free consultation. Give us a jingle. And we'll walk you through it, get you out of the path of the hurricane, get out of the system, right? With physical, tangible assets. And man, I can't urge you enough. We've been talking to a lot of people, Scott, a lot. When I say a lot, it's a lot.
Right? I remember we started this, exposing this to our audience. You guys had like, remember your day you said, we've hired 4 new people to take phone calls to set appointments. And I know you went to like 23, like in about 6 weeks, because the people began to move. And I started telling people, look, Patriot Street Fighter is obviously this highly censored combat machine. It's funded by we the people. Why? Because in these transactions that happen through this process, that's where Kirk's firm and people make money. They share that with us. So all the people that help build this war machine, it's better because they didn't just take money out of their pockets. Here, donate, right? Take your donation money, use that money to get out of the system. And people bought shit tons of silver. And that's what has helped fund this operation, which, what do? I turn it into building the bigger war machine. So we're all collectively working together. Everybody who's done that has helped themselves protect themselves. They've helped my operation to continue this war that we're fighting. So all of you, God bless you, because everything that we've been able to do, it's specifically and strictly by the actions of we the people, because we're working together against them. So thank all of you for that. And if you want to give Dr. Kirk a call, you can look in the description. You see it on the rolling ticker here too. It's 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. Colorado area code, Denver, by the way. So, and you can also just jump on the website we put up, and it's psfsilvergold.com. That's my own URL that'll land on the page. It's easy to remember, psfsilvergold.com. You can read that, what was they put up for the company. I'm not that smart. I couldn't put that verbiage together, but they can. It's great information. And if you want to put information in there of your own, they'll call you, they'll contact you. If you don't get through immediately, hang in there, because it's every time we do this, it's a wave. They get hammered with calls and all that, but trust me, they'll get to you. It's in their best interest. So don't get upset. But anyways, Dr. Kirk, thanks for everything you do and serving my family well, because I've heard this from many people as I've traveled this country 3 times in the last 18 months. A lot of people who have got out of the system with you guys, the private advisors, they've all said the same thing. They love you guys over there, the way you, even when things drop a little bit, most people are trained, like the stock market. Oh my God, get on there, calling on the phone, and they're always put at peace. Like, okay, I understand, right? We're trying to get people to untrain them by this machine they built us to basically constantly chase a rabbit, keeping us so frantic. We can't stop, meditate, focus on our spiritual life and say, forget all this. The only thing that matters and why I'm here is to connect with my source, my creator, raised spirit. This is part of all the bullshit that they've put on us to weigh us down, because they can't allow us to discover who we really are on a spiritual level like Christ did, and you know, throw them off. They killed him for it, but they can't kill a billion of us. So a lot more going on here, folks, behind the scenes, but do pay attention and give Dr. Kirk a call. Brother, much love to you and your folks over there, and thanks for enduring my run and shoot offense.
You got it. We'll talk to you again soon, Scott. Be blessed.
Love you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Patriot Street Fighter out.
Hey, Patriot Street Fighters, Scott McKay here, coming to you on a Saturday, Dallas, Texas. It's the 3rd September, nice, bright, sunny day. Not getting as much rain as I was hoping we would get. But anyways, thought I'd put out a quick message on the status of our operations, economic warfare. Some of you have heard about Operation Tomahawk and the significant inroads we are making in creating movement where we, the people, can join it without having to basically leave our home, where we can take the fight to our enemy. And what exactly is that fight? Who's the enemy? I come from the wellness industry. And I remember back in 25 years in the wellness industry, formed a company back in around 2008 with a number of investing partners, a wellness-based multimedia company. And I had some very high-level investors in terms of education, multiple PhDs, MDs, et cetera. Were partners of mine. I started to learn a lot about things that I didn't even know in the wellness side of the world, specifically food production. And of course, I've talked about the disease rate skyrocketing in this country over the last 30, 40 years. And I've zeroed in on only one aspect of it, and that was corporate food production. Massive corporations buying up all the farms, producing non-nutrient dense foods because they don't do things that are healthy for the soil, make sure nutrients transition from the soil into produce and into our bodies and keeps our immune system functioning. Well, there came to my attention another aspect of how they've gotten to this point where diseases run rampant in the United States, all across America, sickness, disease. And that is from the corporate conglomerate, the global corporate conglomerate that sells us home consumable products. Like who? Like Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Unilever, Kraft, Nestle, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo. You think, well, what does Pepsi have to do with their Coca-Cola? What you learn is there's 11 corporations that bought up about 225 to 250 of all the brand name products you and I know about, what we grew up with over the last many decades. All these brand name companies used to be independent. They've all been bought up by these 11 corporations. And these 11 corporations are controlled by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the three enemy targets of we the people, backed by the World Economic Forum. When I saw this and what was presented to me, along with a company in America, a 37-year-old, multi-billion-dollar-a-year factory consumer direct operation, Patriot company that manufactures all the things that are in my kitchen sink cupboard, in my bathroom sink cupboard, laundry room, bathroom, throughout the house, all the products that we consume from these big box retailers like Walmart and Target that we were herded into without any choice because of the bioweapon attack that destroyed millions of mom and pop businesses and small businesses around the country because they had an agenda. Well, here's how I saw it. All these companies are knowingly selling us poison and convincing us it's okay to consume these things, like Johnson & Johnson being sued twice
for putting asbestos in baby powder. When you hear things like this, you finally at some point have to wake up. What the hell is going on? Well, in my research, investigation, and what we decided to do was create another ground of attack against this criminal corporate power that's not just destroying the country, but they're destroying the world and humanity. They have the research that they do, their own double-blind, placebo-controlled, their gold standard of testing and studies, peer-reviewed, third-party peer-reviewed papers on the chemicals and poisons that they use. And they convince us with billions or trillions of marketing and advertising that it's okay to consume all these products and we'll be fine. Well, when you come from my seat in the wellness industry for 25 years, and I've been around the industry since I was about 20, and I'm 57. I've seen the big picture from 80,000 feet. These people are killers. They know what they're selling us when they can take the same research from natural plants and produce products. Of course, they can't patent it and charge, you know, billions for it, just like the big pharma industry. They could do what our partner company does. Natural products, natural ingredients, harmless for people or the environment. So we decided to launch a new operation here at Patriot Street Fighter. Information warfare has been the playing field we've been on for 2.5 years now, and we're launching a new front of attack. It's economic warfare. We're going after these companies, and we're going to give them the tomahawk on their blood supply. We're cutting off their cash flow. And how do you do that? Go check out Operation Tomahawk at this website, tomahawkswitch.com. Tomahawkswitch.com. Go have a look. You'll see a video in there. If you like what you hear or see or read, you say, you know what? I can do that. I can get in this fight. Not the school board kind of person or the protests or the city councils or running for office locally or whatever, because we have to do this at the we the people level, the consent of the governed level. We have to do it at our level to take our country back. How do we do it? We shut off their blood supply. We stop giving these killers our money that they're using to kill us. So how do we do it? Shift to a Patriot company producing natural products. We launched this 5 months ago, and the $2 billion a year company, the founder reached out and wanted to know what we were doing, how we were doing it, how is it possible to explode something this fast in such a short amount of time to the level we have. And I explained why. These are battlefield soldiers, we the people, getting on the battlefield to fight this global criminal power that's taken over our country and our planet. And the people are rising and they're fighting back. This is a way that every American can get into this fight. And you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your country to take a look at Operation Tomahawk, because what it is doing, even with my level of optimism, has blown me away, and we're just getting started. So go check out tomahawkswitch.com, have a deep look, chat with somebody who will, you'll get a text from an automated system, by the way. It'll be a text from an automated system representing me, because we couldn't bring thousands and thousands of people to this battlefield with me and one person. So it'll give you an opportunity to connect with somebody, make a calendar appointment. Somebody can call you and say, here, here's what it is. You want to make the switch? Do you want to stop buying all this poison from these killers and at same cost competitive or cheaper than Walmart or Target and natural products that are better? They'll help you do it. So again, check it out. Tomahawkswitch.com. You owe it to you, and you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the country to take a look and find a way that you can get on this battlefield, on any battlefield, along with the consent of the governed, to take back our country from these killers and the politicians that they own. Come and check out Operation Tomahawk. Thanks for taking the time. Patriot Street Fighter out.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.